Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. God of compassion, turn to us your children. Bend down your ear in your great loving kindness. And as your people's song is now ascending, we beg you, hear us. Look down in mercy from your throne of glory. Pour on our souls the radiance of your presence. Drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness. Our footsteps lighten. Free us from sin because of your great loving, and cleanse the sordid, loose the fettered spirit. Spare every sinner, raise with your own right hand all who have fallen. Amen. Stretch forth your hand and save me, Adonai. You stretch forth your hand and save me, Adonai. I thank you, Adonai, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. Before the angels, I'll bless you and adore before your holy temple. Stretch forth your hand and save me, Adonai. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. You stretch forth your hand and save me, Adonai. You stretch forth your hand. hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O God, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. You stretch forth your hand and save me, Adonai.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says Adonai, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of this love. They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of this love. They knew God, and yet refuse to honor God or to give thanks. They forgot the greatness of this love. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of this love. If it is by the finger of God that I do this, then the rain of God has come upon you. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. for the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If it is by the finger of God that I do this, then the reign of God has come upon you.
When we see you hungry and begging, but we turn our heads certain that you will only use our money to buy drugs or alcohol, forgive us, O God. When you are uneducated, unemployed, or newly released from prison, and we refuse to consider your applications for school, housing, or employment, forgive us, O God. When you are living in alleys, searching for food and clothing in garbage dumps, and we oppose the building of homeless shelters or the provision of social services, forgive us, O God. When we create huge chasms between the rich and the poor, and misuse the scriptures to justify this inequality, forgive us, O God. When we ask for miracles to move us from greed and selfishness to compassion and generosity, but refuse to recognize the spiritual and ecological wisdom revealed in the daily miracles of creation and cooperation, forgive us, O God. When we seem so holy, so close to God, but you are still very hungry and lonely and cold, forgive us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. From the 13th century. Come, most sweet Lord, stretch out your finger towards me and lift me up. Oh, that your finger might be placed under me and bear me up, that it might hold me and lead me to you. Oh, that your finger might touch my wounds and heal them, that it might cool the burn caused by pride, squeeze out the infection of anger, press and expel the poison of envy, cut away the dead flesh of tepidity, ease the pain of cupidity and avarice, remove the excesses of gluttony and replace the stench of lust with ointments of agreeable fragrance. Would that your finger touch me, O Holy Spirit, that finger of yours which distills wine, oil, and myrrh. Would that it touch me, that finger of yours, O well-beloved Lord, to cure my infection and restore health to my flesh, in order that I might become a dwelling fit to receive you, a dwelling without fault, founded on truth and faith, constructed in the certitude of hope, and completed in the fervor of love. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy as we prepare for the holy feast of Easter. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace. and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.